Hello, I'm editor Sarah Laurie. It's been a busy couple of weeks here on SearchSMB.com, so let's get started. More employees with laptops can mean greater exposure of your network to roaming security threats. And in a worst-case scenario, a stolen laptop with sensitive customer data or company information can also expose the company to liabilities. Lost customer data can lead to identity theft and open the company to lawsuits. Lost proprietary information can damage the company's competitive edge, if not its business altogether. Large organizations have sophisticated network defenses and firewalls to block malware from compromised laptops. For outbound threats, they may also employ complex content control systems to prevent the loss of customer data or company information. Not so for SMBs, which may operate a simple firewall networks on a shoestring and don't have the cash to spend on expensive content filtering systems and software. But there are solutions for SMBs that won't break the budget or involve little or no overhead. Many of these solutions rely on simple procedures and best practices that don't require bulking up stretched-thin IT departments or hitting a dedicated information security team. Read more about the three parts of laptop security and easy tools and laptop security best practices by Joel Duman, which can be found on our tips page. According to a recent report from Gartner, companies are spending more on business intelligence and using it for more things, from complying with regulatory reporting requirements to measuring system performance. Use of the technology has spread from the confines of upper management to operations people, managers, and even customers, pushing what Gartner predicts is a solid 9.5% annual growth through 2010. It's very much a growing market for SMBs, said Michael Spire, who covers the SMB market for Forrester Research. The push is coming from both SMBs and vendors eager to exploit a promising software niche. Companies now realize they can get more out of the data assets they have collected. The growth is also a reflection of the fact that IT systems in the mid-market are quite mature, Spire said. BI is relatively less well adopted compared to other types of applications. No question the big guys have taken notice. Microsoft, Oracle, and SAP AG have set their sights on the BI platform market, muscling in on pure-play BI vendors. The variety of choices can overwhelm. The first step is an IT assessment. BI buyers need to identify the various data sources their organizations draw on to do business. And if the company uses a bunch of technologies from different vendors, a vendor-agnostic specialist may be the way to go. Read more about BI use in SMBs in Business Intelligence, Now a Given for SMBs, which can be found on our news page. In the event of a disaster, critical business applications must be brought back online quickly and restored to the most recent backup point. Therefore, calculating recovery time metrics for each application is an important goal for any disaster recovery plan. The latest research note from Infotech Research Group discusses the relationship between recovery objectives and availability, how to calculate recovery point objective, recovery time objective, mean time to repair, mean time to failure, and data protection window, and how to reconcile recovery objectives with the technology required to achieve them. To learn more, read the full report, When Disaster Strikes, Have Preset Recovery Objectives at Hand. SearchSMB.com readers can download the full report for free for a limited time. PCs, servers, and other hardware change by the minute, and keeping up with them or just maintaining the status quo isn't easy. SMBs need to make careful decisions with any purchases or upgrades, because as with any size company, you want to get the most for your dollar. But smaller companies can also be at an advantage. You might be able to take more risks on new technology than larger enterprises. It all comes down to research and knowledge. The more questions you ask, the more you know, the better your decisions will be. We've updated this month's IT Management Guide on PCs, servers, and tools to include recent stories and tips. Read the full guide by visiting SearchSMB.com. Finally, our revamped and renamed blog is up and running. SearchSMB Connection had quite a few comments last week in response to news writer Seamus McGillicuddy's post, "A Spammer Almost Got Me." This week, read Seamus' post, "The Unique IT of SMBs," and associate editor Jeff Kelly's post, Time to Wake Up to Web 2.0. Make sure you check out the full blog as well. You can find it by clicking on the blog tab at the top of our homepage and then clicking on SMB Connection. All these articles, tips, and other resources are available now on searchsmb.com. I'm editor Sarah Laurie, and thanks for listening.